Four refugee women from Iraq are hoping to make it to Seattle soon. They were supposed to travel the day before President Trump signed his immigration ban, but a snowstorm delayed their flights, so their plans went up in the air. KUOW immigration reporter Liz Jones spoke with the women as they waited to see if they'd be let in.
Would you like me to call the girls now?
Yeah, I think we're ready.
This is Wasfi Raba speaking through an Arabic interpreter. It's his two sisters who are coming. We're in his living room in Tequila, on a plush couch, an ornate tea service on the table.
Hello, that's mine. One
the reporter is here. With an interpreter, they will be speaking to you.
On the other end of the phone, in Turkey, are his two sisters and two nieces. One sister is blind, the other her caretaker. First on the phone is Ibtisam Raba, the caretaker. She's in her late 40s. She describes their life and home there.
Life in Turkey is very difficult and very tiring. It's cold and snow everywhere. The house does not have any heating, so we freeze from the inside the house.
Ibtisam says the four women are always together, and when they go out in public, they disguise themselves as Muslims for their safety. The family is Mandian, a religious minority in Iraq. She says her sister took the news hard when the travel ban came down and their trip was canceled.
She had a meltdown and she started crying and become hysterical.
All their luggage was packed. What would happen now? Wasfi, her older brother, nervously taps his leg as he listens, staring off in the distance. He says they've been on the phone about 10 hours every day since the executive order, an order the U.S. government says is necessary to improve security and the vetting process for refugees. Wasfi was a police officer in Iraq and assisted U.S. forces during the war. He was kidnapped and persecuted and has worked hard to overcome that trauma. His sister, Ibtisam, shares a similar pain.
Back in my country, my husband went missing under mysterious circumstances. And I don't know if it was because of the religious minority that we represent. So I stayed by myself, doing my best to protect my two girls.
She wants to pass the phone to her sister, the one she cares for, who's been blind since birth.
Hello, Sowa.
Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan. Alhamdulillah.
We thank God for everything.
Salwa talks a bit about their happy childhood together in Iraq and how her siblings spoiled her and were her eyes to the world.
They always took care of me. They took me to the school. I never felt like I was impaired with them around me.
She says Wasfi and his family tell her Seattle is beautiful. Healthcare is excellent and women have opportunities here for education. In rural Iraq, about half the women are illiterate. Our phone call stretches toward 11 p.m. in Turkey, but one of the daughters asked to speak.
The girls want to talk to you.
It's 18-year-old Brana.
Hello, Brana.
She's only finished middle school and says her biggest goal is to attend college in the U.S. and study math.
I will get a degree in math and be able to solve the biggest equations that no one else can solve.
Brana describes these past years in Turkey as a life without an aim and no purpose, but still, she has hope.
And I do believe that the United States will give me that chance to achieve my ambition.
She tells her aunt and uncle in America that she loves them and they'll see each other soon.
Thank you, Brana.
Almost to comfort them and put her own worries aside. It's a gentle skill that many immigrants seem to learn young. In Tequila, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.